party's a bore. Accompany me to the laboratory and I'll show you my latest creation.
That would be lovely.
Igor, how's the monster coming along?
The storm approaches, Master. It's time. It's time.
Excellent.
Mean power to maximum. Biogenic generation engaged. Raise the monster.
Yes.
It's time for the
Jingle Show.
Yeah! Wow. Do I really sound like that?
Oh, yes, you do, sir.
I got that mojo.
You got that mojo.
I brought it with me.
Yeah, we got EJ back, man. So we had to roll his intro that he produced. It was awesome, man. That was a really good one, man.
Yeah, it was a phenomenal job. Great to see you guys.
Hey, Jimmy, how are you today?
Jimmy's doing pretty well. Why is it so dark in here? Is there some reason? Not all the lights off? Okay.
Well, we got like. You only have 3 lava lamps.
I know. Well, I'm down to...
I think the hangar dogs have 5 now.
Yeah, they get...
Man.
I don't... Of course, I have to understand...
And a mirror ball.
You have to understand, now I do have the electronic whatever it is ball that we can turn on if we have to. But, you know, the one that's the static discharge. But the other thing is, I refuse to pay more than $1.
The EMP. Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, let's just knock out the podcast before we get started.
By the way, so it's August 26th, towards the end of the month, and we've got EJ here from Washington, D.C. That'll be a good man.
For Shuffleland.
Counselor Curtis going to give us some legal advice, let's hope.
Oh, thank God.
Absolutely.
Engineer Eric, as usual.
Hey, still here.
Yeah, still here.
Keeping us together, and the Master Jimmy Down.
Mr. Jimmy Down. No. That's right. We're having a good time. Lots of good. Of course, the big news today, obviously, is that the convention is going on.
DemiCon
2008.
Yeah. What was it? Somebody said if you take Joe Biden's name and stretch it out, it ends up being Bin Laden.
Yep.
B-I-D-E-N is...
Yeah. It's just a little crunched up, but you can't see all the fonts, all of letters in there.
I see. That's good. Well, so that's good. So we have Osama Bin Laden running for...
For president.
For president. Okay, good. Well, that's good. They'll know where to find him.
Well, yeah, absolutely. No question about it.
Good. So tonight, I think, but tonight is the Hillary night, I think. And
what do you mean Hillary night?
She's going to speak tonight?
She's going to speak tonight, I think.
She flies in on a broom, lands on stage.
Well, whatever. No, it's going to be kind of fun to see, you know, of course, they're always talking about the party unity business.
Are you taping this?
Not really.
You think she's going to...
I don't care.
Think she's going to jump in there and go, and I want my delegates back!
Yes. Well, I mean, there's going to be some kind of...
forever!
I've always said, it ain't over till it's over. I mean, I'm telling you, nothing, I'm waiting.
But now, so the Democratic Convention, they're supposed to nominate Bin Laden for the presidency?
Obama.
Obama, right. Whatever.
Hussein, get it right.
Yeah.
Obama, right.
Obama, Hussein.
And he's going to be nominated to be president.
2 letters away.
And Joe Biden is going to be nominee for vice president, and it's all, you know, and it's kumbaya.
This is unbelievable. I think it's unbelievable that he chose Biden.
Well, you know, it's funny you should mention that because the 24-hour news cycle, of course, these guys have
got... That has got to be the most ridiculous load of pig crap I have ever seen.
But other than that, it was good.
Right.
Okay. So the thing is, though, you should have heard that, of course, the pundits were out there. You know, the guy from governor, some senator from Texas, or the governor of Rhode Island, somebody from Rhode Island, on and on and on. And they didn't have a clue. I mean, they just, you know, all over the map trying to figure out.
It's
the odds.
Governor.
You know, it's like one of those horse racing sheets. You know, when you've got how many races did they run? And what's the weight? You know, this, that, and the other thing. And I saw where, then, of course, Terminal Kennedy, he's going to talk tonight, I think, too.
No, he did last night.
Oh, yeah, Terminal Kennedy talked.
Yeah, about I got the headlines.
In fact,
here.
He's still talking.
Yeah. And he said, well, that's the other thing.
You know, they wheeled him out of there like Silence of the Lambs, that little trapped up thing, you know, and he's still talking, yeah.
I was talking to Mrs. Jimmy, and she says, well, you know, they've had a tough, that family's had a tough and everything. I'm thinking, not as tough as Mary Jo.
You're still on the Mary Jo thing, you know. But even the Kennedys
always
tough,
wins.
You know, come on, man. I mean, bunch of smugglers made it rich. I mean, like, they don't have the American dream. They had everything except for their kids get a bunch of shot, you know.
Right. Well, that's right. But, I mean, as far as the smuggling business was concerned, I think that was a good thing. I think
absolutely.
I didn't have a problem with that.
Oh, smuggling what?
Mr. Their father, the
bootlegger.
He was a bootlegger.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Parent, Joe.
Yeah.
Joe.
Yeah.
Joe.
He was, I have no problem with that at all.
Well,
yeah.
If they hadn't crossed the mob, I don't think the mob would have killed him.
Ooh.
You know?
Behind the grassy knoll?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Oh, no, they hired Oswald. They hired, you know, what's his name?
Ruby. Jack Ruby to kill Oswald.
Exactly.
Yes, you know, good food chain, all down the food chain.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Cool. Big domino effect.
Big domino, that's right.
Yeah, well, if Bobby hadn't have been going after them as Attorney General.
Yeah, boy, I never understood why he was
an idiot.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I'm sorry, what part of idiot do you not understand? Is it the idiot part or the idiot part?
He thought he was being Mr. Conscientious Prosecutor person. He was going to clean up the town.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. And it worked out perfectly.
Yep, it sure did. I tell you, I'd probably let the town go in that case.
Well, you know, it was all the town folk were just trying to have a party.
Yep, that's right. So I had a great train of thought on.
Well, we were back on the convention, and you.
Oh, yeah. Right, the convention, said, and so the question is.
Some bomb lemon.
Huh? Yeah, and they're gonna
Well,
the reason I think that some people didn't Biden, of course, he went for it himself. He
started off in the race,
but you're right. But and of course, the little minor problem is he said some bad things.
Well,
during primaries
he sort of slandered Obama.
He certainly just said some bad things, and they're not
ready to be president. Blah,
yeah.
Blah.
Well, you can bet that McCain's going to be using Biden's words in the.
Well, they already did.
Oh, did they?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's been out everywhere, man.
Well, the other thing that the complaint was, if you want to call why Biden wasn't a top on the radar for vice president for a while, is because. He tends to be a tad long-winded.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
he never fits in perfectly
the Democratic Party.
He never says in 10 words what he can say in 200. I mean, this guy apparently...
But again, that's the whole point of the Democratic Party. If you're not long-winded, you don't stand a chance.
You're not long-lived. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's like...
Well, maybe. I don't know. But apparently he's got a special place in the long-wind category.
Yeah, okay,
he's one of the longer-winded...
The thing is, yeah... Of the longer-winded people, it reminds me a little bit of what's his name? Mario, is it, who's the other, Cuomo, is it? No, not Cuomo. Who's the other guy from New York, the senator from New York?
Lieberman?
No, from New York. The other one, the senior senator from New York. It's,
Hillary.
Come on, no, she's the junior senator.
Right.
It's the other guy, and he's always there. And
Bugs Bunny?
No, I forget his name. Anyway, his claim to fame is that you never want to stand between him and a microphone.
Right,
You'll get run down.
Is that Pataki or?
No, he's the governor or whatever, something. No, I'll think of it in a little
while. Well, you definitely don't want to stand, between Al Sharpton and or
Jesse.
Yeah.
Well, you know, as a matter of fact, speaking of those, this, of course, is a bit of a problem for them, as you might expect. If Obama wins,
right,
those guys are like almost out of a job. Because their whole basis is racism.
Down on the man. The man's coming down
on
the brother.
Yeah, but Obama's only half black.
No. But you understand. No. Wait a minute. You understand that in this country, I've seen, seriously, you look at Julianne Moveau or whatever her name is.
Yeah.
She's like almost as white as I am. Right. But she's proud to be 100% black. I'm so black I can't stand it.
There are stars that are not as white as you are.
Say what?
Okay, whatever.
Okay. But my point is that there's a bunch of people floating around out
there. Beetlejuice ain't got nothing.
I see.
Right, okay, go ahead.
I mean, there's people that have the obligatory one drop,
uh-huh.
and that are screaming how black they are.
Right.
And so you can't get away from that. I mean, and other people accuse them of it. I mean, they say, I've seen people on TV that I thought were white. Another person will look up Tavis Smiley or somebody look up and say, well, now as a black person, what do you think about it? And I'm going like, whoa, who's he talking to? and this person owns up to it. Yeah, I've got an A drop, in from the 1600s. And so I'm black.
Right. I was born a poor black child.
That's right. So anyway, the deal is he can't get away. The other people are going to say, look, a black guy, I don't care if he's Hawaiian, Jamaican, and part, Norwegian. The simple fact is that it counts as a black candidate. And if he's elected, Al Sharpton and Jesse and some of the other race warlords are going to be demoted. And they don't want that.
Maybe they think they're going to be elevated in the...
No, I think that they're scared to death because they've always claimed that the country's a racist country, can't do anything, you know, black man can't get ahead, and so forth, and they're the ones that are fighting tooth and nail for the last, you know, 50 years or whatever to try and get the black man ahead.
Yeah.
While standing on his head. Huh?
Right. He just leapfrogged him.
Yeah. So now, you know, suddenly you got a black president. And what do they say? Black man can't get ahead? I mean, it'd be interesting to see what they do say.
Yeah.
Hire a trigger man to fix the problem.
Well, don't... I've said many times, you know, it ain't... the election is November 3rd. You know.
And the presidency lasts 4 years.
Hillary Clinton said that. That was pretty clever.
Yeah, which reminds me, I just have to think of something. I may not be here for the election. I'm planning on taking another month off to go to Spanish class.
Oh, cool.
Which is going to be...
Which third world are you going to this time?
Dominican Republic.
Oh, DR.
Oh, yeah. The Dominican Republic, yeah.
Well, you got a timeshare down there.
I won't be staying with the family.
Huh? Man, that place is poorer than dirt.
Well, I understand that.
But slightly richer than Haiti, so it's...
Yeah, it's a lot richer than Haiti.
Yeah, well, it is. Well, Haiti is...
Look, I tell you, I was in Honduras last year, and, you know, that dirt was rich compared to that. I mean...
I guess.
Where I was, woo.
Well, I'm looking at this convention. Unfortunately, I've missed a bunch of the convention. But all you have to do is read the headlines of today's paper I picked up right at the Starbucks right before I got here.
Well, yeah. The summary is the complete everything of the...
I didn't see the summary. Hold on. You can tell us about that. I just love these two sentences here.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one from Ted. Barack will finally bring us the change we need.
Mm-hmm. It's all that begging for change he's been doing.
Yeah, begging for change.
It's like
three quarters, two nickels, a dime.
Not even enough to buy a newspaper.
No, this makes me
you
think
can't get
of
a Starbucks coffee with his change.
This makes me think of P.J. O'Rourke when he did that speech and he said, the Democrats think we're just going to get some boys from Harvard up there and pull an all-nighter.
Yeah.
And we'll just straighten it all out.
Yeah, that's right.
Pull an
all-nighter.
That's what Ted thinks is going to happen here. Like, they just think, I was talking with some Democrat liberal person who was like, oh, we need just a little more taxes, a little more money, and it'll fix everything. The magic number is going to be the tipping point here as soon as Barack gets in there.
Yeah, that is all of it. As soon as they get of our money, we will have no problem.
Well, one of the things you realize is, and I'm looking at a headline from the other day, when Senator Barack Obama gives his acceptance speech before 70,000 people at Invesco Field on Thursday in Denver, most supporters will be sitting under the open night sky. But a group of lobbyists and corporate executives will watch from the event from plus skyboxes with catered food, a flowing bar, and a price tag of up to $1 million. Now, the question I have to ask myself is, these guys are paying $1 million to watch his acceptance speech. Do they expect to get anything for that at all, do you think?
Well, they get to watch the speech.
You're right. As always, and of course,
I
forget who it was. It must have been Will Rogers or somebody.
There's free beer.
Said that, as always,
free beer.
Campaign contributions are always always advance payment for future favors.
Yeah. Look, you can't. I don't think you can be a president today without having a group of future favor people. I mean, there's too much money going through the federal government
and past favor people, to be honest.
And again, if you go back through one of my favorite Hanger Dog shows when they were talking about the guy who had the printed list of what you get
right
for your donations.
That was that was one of their buddies. He was the Air Force guy from.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a hero. He was a war hero. But by God, he was gonna make a few dollars.
He had the whole sliding scale, man.
Yeah,
you know, what do you need to have? I'll get it to you.
The top box gets to watch Michelle strip.
Michelle. I didn't see her comments, but here's one right here.
Is she hot or something?
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
Okay.
But here's one of her comments. She calls her husband a leader with classic American values.
I'm trying to figure out where that's
American
coming from.
that's a description to a hamburger at Burger King.
I know. He likes basketball. I mean, classic, man, he's so far from classic American. He's like classic communist.
Yeah, well, we'll find out. I mean, we'll find out. It'll be kind of fun. It'll be fun. Anyway, I was looking at this thing. Big money still has prominent seat at parties' conventions. Of course, both parties do it. It's no big deal, but it is kind of interesting to watch this as the people that do contribute think that they're actually going to get something. $5 people I'm talking about think that it's a big deal, and they don't realize that the entire thing is run by these guys that, you know, donate $1 million or more or whatever it is. And Mr. Obama's biggest fundraisers will be staying at the Ritz-Carlton with its 400 thread-count indoor linens, indoor basketball court, lap pool, and a 6,800-square-foot spa. and be treated to an array of cocktail parties and receptions in their honor, including one Monday evening with Howard Dean, the party chairman, so forth. And anyway, the whole thing, it goes on. I mean, obviously, rich people are
Howard Scream?
In control. Howard Scream, right. Howard Scream. And, okay, the other thing, of course, that has to do with that, and I just mentioned the panic setting in as the racist warlords see their influence slipping away. This is a article from today, I guess it was, on the night that Senator Barack Obama accepts the Democratic nomination for president, and this guy's going to open a champagne. He feels, this guy, Mr. Harrison, a demographer, feels chills when Mr. Obama becomes the first black presidential candidate to lead a major party ticket. But the big fear is, does this signify that the racism is over? You know, the struggle for racial equality has finally been won. And, you know, now
go to Alabama and ask somebody that.
Well, you know, the whole point is that,
or the Indian reservation.
Well, yeah, that's something else. Right, exactly. Right. But my point is that there are a lot of people who will say we've got all this racism and everything are going to be saying, no, we don't.
Look at
black,
this.
Black president, this and black first lady.
This Yahoo News thing. You go to Yahoo News right now, listener, 2 days ago. And you'll see, this is there's a picture of Kucinich, and the headline says, Kucinich electrifies convention area. Now, I mean, I don't know if you know who Kucinich is, but if you do, you know he doesn't electrify anything. I mean, unless he's like holding on to a light socket or something. I mean,
well, no, standing in a puddle of water. Exactly.
Yeah,
No, but he's got a super hot wife.
Yes, he does.
So that's all that matters. You know, she walk in there, woo.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Who cares about that?
Nice.
I love that. Okay, well, so anyway, the convention is, we can't say much about it because it's going, as we speak, only day two.
Right. And I was just going to finish up on why I thought Biden was a bad choice for him.
Oh, okay.
Just because I think that, I mean, he's admitting the great weakness that they've put out there, which is foreign policy.
Well, you know, but think about it. George Bush had the same thing. He got Dick Cheney as his vice president. I mean, George Bush was, you know, just a governor of Texas or whatever, and he got Cheney in there as the old, and for his first 4 years, people were saying that Cheney was running the show.
Well, it's all true. I mean, you're right. I think he blew it not picking Hillary. I think that would have been the move.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, no.
That would have done it.
Yeah.
Done what?
It would have got him elected.
I think, yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Not a prayer.
Without question.
Not a prayer. He would realize, you don't understand, he signs his death warrant with her as vice president.
Yeah.
He might be president for a day.
But he still gets elected.
I know, but he don't want to die.
America covers all of the bases. We have our first black president, and then we have our first female president
in the same week.
In the same week, that's right. No, that man be signing his death warrant. He's not that stupid.
Well, that is,
and I'll tell you this, even if he was.
I didn't think about that. Yeah.
No, no. And believe me, his wife, Michelle, you know, if he said in order to get elected, if he had mentioned in the room, in the house, in order to get elected, I'm going to get Hillary, Michelle would have said, not a prayer on this planet. I want to be first lady for longer than a week.
Right.
So she's the one that put the kibosh on, guaranteed.
Huh.
And not a chance, because he, you know, she
I like that analysis.
Death warrant.
That was a dream ticket, man.
Yeah, death warrant. Yeah, dream ticket for Hillary.
Yeah, pipe dream ticket.
And for Bill. Yeah. You know, Bill wandering around the old White House again, man, I tell you, it doesn't get any better than that.
He's all excited, I'm sure.
Yeah. So.
Well, I mean, again, I mean, I'm sure, I can't believe he must have been, like, really angling for that, too.
He was until they blew it. I mean, you know, it was theirs to lose, and they lost it. They thought they had it in the bag. So
no, you're right. It's Michelle's a prude.
But Michelle. Yeah. No, yeah, but what I'm saying is that the fact that Hillary is not the.
Okay, look, the guy goes. But you're black.
You're black. That's right. And so, yeah.
So yeah, but Michelle, yeah, she's...
No, but the fact is that it wasn't so much that that Obama and that crowd got the all the delegates, it's that Hillary lost them by being a little too overconfident.
They said that the best analysis that I heard said that she didn't campaign heavily in those states which were allowed to divide their delegates.
Right.
And so she gave up a lot in those states. And then when he won the states that he did win, that made the difference.
Yep, no question about it. Anyway, so when she realized that she'd blown it, so to speak, and that he was going to be there, you know, then he would realize, obviously, that, or at least Michelle, his wife, would realize that it's death warrant time if to select her. So anyway, that'll be interesting to see. And it'll be interesting to see how the voting, you know, Alabama votes 12 delegates for, you know, whatever. Yeah, yeah. The great state of Alabama.
Alabama.
Abstains.
Mississippi voting none for him.
We're voting for the none.
Voting for McCain.
Democrat for Mississippi.
George is voting for the black man.
And oh, damn it. Can you believe we just said that?
Can y'all believe that?
Can y'all believe that?
We were kidding.
Yeah. We're voting for McCain.
Wait, wasn't Georgia just invaded by Russia?
Well, that too.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
What was it? Somebody told me that all the Walmart ammo was sold out in Alabama because they heard that Georgia had been invaded by Russians. And they said, damn sure the Russians ain't coming into Alabama.
Hell no.
Ain't getting over that border.
No, hell no.
Nope.
Okay, so what's next? Anything next? Are we done on that? Because it's another got another couple of days for this thing, and then by the time we go on again,
anything can happen. But it's like, but they are pretty much going to nominate this dude tonight, right?
Yep. No. I think the nomination
is
Thursday.
It's Thursday. His acceptance speech is Thursday.
It's Thursday.
Okay.
Thursday at 10.
Today be Tuesday.
So we have 2 days for him to really screw something
get
up.
Get shot.
Well, that's the other thing.
Get shot.
That's right. No.
But it's just like, what's the difference between Hillary?
There's a lot of tower-type hotels in Denver, you know?
Well, you know,
there's a lot of good, clean areas.
Exactly. Rooftops,
open spaces.
Direct line of sight if you get them out.
You know, somebody mentioned what how much the Secret Service spends on. You know, there's like hundreds of people.
Rooftops will be covered.
Oh, yeah.
There'll be somebody on every rooftop up there.
Not only can you not
men
fly
in black suit on
a plane over Denver over this week, but you can't even fly a kite over.
Oh, that's right. We talked about that, didn't we?
No, but it came out right after.
A fleet of model airplanes is probably not a good idea.
And I told him that. I said, you know, you can download the actual plans for a V1 buzz bomb on the internet.
Well,
you know.
I just want
the, you know, 2,000 Denver, Colorado.
I want to see the Denver, Colorado amateur model airplane club fly a fleet of P-51 models over the.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was going for the full blown V1s, but yeah, I mean, yeah, P-51s, sure, man. I mean, even turbine. See, the thing is, the problem with like the jets and stuff, they get kind of expensive. The pole shifts are like really cheap to do, you know. So like that's.
I'm not saying fly them into the convention or anything.
Oh, good for you. Just over it, right?
I can
imagine what would happen if you sailed. Seriously, you get a pretty good sized plane, prop plane, maybe one that's about 4 feet wingspan or something like
right,
that. Pretty
right.
good size. Extra fuel. Fly it from, I don't know where away, you know, with a TV camera on it, so you
Oklahoma.
Don't have to actually be.
Right.
And then fly it over the convention center, see how long it lasts. I mean, it'd be interesting to see what they do.
See how long last.
It'd be extremely interesting.
Yeah. I mean, really, because you do a couple of loop-de-loops and see if they just, you know,
loop-de-loop.
See if they'd fire up a flat gun or something.
And do we have time left? Can we get out there?
Yeah.
What about the hangar dogs?
Opens up.
Well,
the
you know, again, they talked about it. Yeah, it's like, I mean, again, I wanted to see the old, I mean, again, you know,
I'd
bang for your buck, man.
The pulse jets. What's fascinating is on YouTube.
Hitler didn't have it wrong, man. It's a 2,000-pound thrust V1 that can launch it. I mean, you know, it delivered the same warhead as a V2 rocket.
Yeah.
Okay? And in the same distance.
400 miles.
Right. And it's like, you know, you launch it from Germany and it hits London. And
the problem was they could shoot them
cheap.
Down.
No, they couldn't shoot. Well, they could
They shot almost all after the first week or so.
The Spitfires would cruise up on them, and because they're about 450 miles an hour, so at max speed, a Spitfire would go and they'd flip their wings up, and they would roll it over, and they would hit the ground.
Well, they got
cage the gyros and screw it up.
Yeah, well, they figured out it wasn't too long
before
they started getting about an 80% hit rate on them.
Yeah, well, again, but a V2 got another problem coming.
Yeah, no, because of supersonic. But yeah. But anyway, the point is,
it's coming from outer space.
Outer space. But you know, if you go, what's so funny is you can go on YouTube.
This down.
You could go on YouTube and literally they tell you, you know, step by step how to make this thing and show you it working.
And we would never tell any of our listeners to ever go to YouTube and ever look at Pulse Jet and learn how to make it.
There's like 400 videos on this thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, just on and on. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a guy that made a sample Pulse Jet out of a jar in a glass of ice.
All right, what do we got next, Jim?
Okay, next thing I've got is this is something that you'd be interested in. Is new guidelines. New guidelines would give FBI broader powers. I thought this was interesting because the
unbelievable
justice plan would loosen restrictions on the Federal Bureau of Investigation to allow agents to open a national security or criminal investigation against someone without any clear basis for suspicion. The senator said that the new guidelines would allow the FBI to open an investigation of an American, conduct surveillance, pry into private records, and take other investigative steps without any basis for suspicion. Can you imagine?
Not even suspicious, but for going to search you anyway.
If you are not suspect, then you make
yourself more suspect.
But I love this. The
you're not being suspect.
That is very suspicious.
Very suspicious.
And of course, what the FBI is saying, well, this doesn't expand government power. This actually clarifies the rules by which the FBI conducts its intelligence.
Right.
That makes it very clear. They can do whatever they want to whomever they want, whenever they want, for whatever reason they want.
Yeah, ever since Hoover, we happen to know the inside track.
I mean, I'm just floored that after all the brouhaha about the FISA and all this other stuff, that these guys are still. The FBI and the justice are still going after even more. I mean, it's not enough. Even more.
Nobody goes. I mean, you got the ACLU, you got a couple other agencies who are out there in general fighting for people's rights. Otherwise, defense attorneys wait for somebody to get wronged by this thing.
Right.
And it's, you know, these at this point, they're still using it for, quote, terrorists, unquote. You know,
right.
People who are. They can sort of allege somehow have some connection to some sort of...
He got into a cab driven by an Arab man.
Exactly. Something. At least,
Well, the senator said...
I saw him in a squishy mart yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, a squishy mart. Right, exactly. He was speaking to him, huh?
He was speaking to him.
Said the draft plan appeared to allow the FBI to go even further in collecting information on Americans connected to, quote, foreign intelligence, unquote, without any factual predicate. I mean, without any, you know, just... I'm sorry, you've got kind of a foreign name, or, you know, you read a foreign book, you read, you know,
name had a Z in it.
Yeah, exactly. That's un-American. Un-American.
Who in the hell spells her name with a Z?
You know, they're probably, look at this guy's name, Lichtblau. They're probably...
He's under investigation.
Yeah, exactly. It's the guy who wrote the article.
He's already been hauled off.
Lichtblau.
Oh, yeah, he's one of them.
Goodbye, friend.
Yeah, so long. No habeas corpus for dope.
Yeah. Well, no, here's the situation. If I had to guess, I'd say that the FBI has been doing this shit for a long time, and they're just going, hey, you know, let's put it out there as law.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if anybody brings that up later, the crap we've been doing.
We can bring it out and say, oh,
old news.
Yeah,
old news.
We've already been cleared to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Sort of retro cleared.
It was like the old trial balloon thing. Right. Yeah.
I like it was signed off by a Feingold, Dick Durbin, and it was drooled on by Edward M. Kennedy.
That's right. Yeah, I didn't realize, you know, in today's paper, they said his brain tumor was terminal.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. I said that to Ms. Jimmy. Ms. Jimmy says, they're always terminal. You didn't know that? You know that? Well, I'm thinking, well, life is terminal. I understand that part.
Right.
But apparently it's like
your Ray Kurzweil.
Apparently it's not long.
Is it going to kill him in the next 100 years? Or?
No, apparently like the next 100 days or something. I mean, I guess. I don't know. Pretty quick.
May
not see the election.
Are you going to send him some kind of going away present?
I wish.
Send him a little vial of Chappaquiddick water with a note that Chappaquiddick always wins.
Man,
you might get away for a while.
You guys are picking on poor Ted, man. He's a big target.
Yeah, he's a big target.
wrong. Unity.
How did we get him to call in?
We should just call his ass, probably.
Yeah. I mean, we got to get him Stephen Hawking's little voice box.
You know? Well, apparently they were surprised, actually, when he spoke last night. They were surprised that it didn't actually drool or, you know, stutter or whatever it was.
So. Drugs are an amazing... You can put drugs in a body that can bring like a dead body back for a short period of time.
I
mean, and have it dance.
I love that.
You know?
I love that. New
Keith Richards, you know?
I like that. He's dead. He just doesn't know it yet. So,
yeah, he's been dead for 10 years, right?
No, I know. I like that new pill, the Lazarus pill.
brings you back.
Brings you back from the dead.
I wish.
Okay. So anyway, then the next thing I've got is the cracking down on smugglers. Chertoff would decide, in addition to the usual FBI stuff.
Plum smugglers or?
No, rising tide of guns flowing to Mexico from the United States, which is fueling the worst of drug violence in Mexico in years, can be stopped only by cracking down on smugglers. The way federal authorities hobbled the mafia, the Secretary of Homeland Security
hobbled and gobbled the mafia.
Well, what
yeah,
I said,
they're dead. They don't exist.
But
anyway.
It was interesting. He's talking about all this stuff about getting tough on all this other stuff. Mr. Chertoff spoke briefly at the conference. This is some kind of conference, 26 such gathering, but deferring to the wish of the host, steered clear of discussing anything about building fences along the border or deportations. In other words. I don't get this. I mean, we're going to crack down, except no deportations. No,
well,
no.
Yeah, well, they're going to crack down completely. I heard the entire fence project like was kind of abandoned.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, but I don't know.
Well, the money's been lost, so, you know.
Don't segue now.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
Hey, now, look, this is weird, though. I mean, he wants to crack down on the guns flowing into Mexico.
Right. From the States.
So you know,
apparently, what happens is they come up here when the coyotes drop off the people. They go to the gun shop and pick up the guns to make the return trip. Profitable.
Well, man, I mean, you know what? He's going to crack up on the smuggler.
He's going to crack
on the crack up on the crack.
Yeah,
I guess I don't know.
He's going to smuggle down.
But apparently,
the crack.
That's the new thing. Is the gun trafficking is the new big deal? And fighting among drug gangs recently signed agreements to share intelligence and use databases to track stolen weapons. Never going to happen. I just love it. It's never going to happen.
So what's going to happen? Are they going to deport all 12 million illegal immigrants and have them all come back to the turnstiles and pay their $100 fee?
I don't think so.
And also, Jimmy, look at this. Isn't this this guns flowing into Mexico is a really good reason to reverse that wall, too, isn't it?
Yeah. See, that's the other thing.
You've been saying the whole time?
I've always said...
More weapons on the other side than on the
right
side.
You get a wall up there, it doesn't take... People don't understand. It's 180-degree turn on that gun with it's pointed out towards Mexico.
It's a turret.
It turns around 180. It's pointed back into the United States. If you think that they're not going to do it, you're out of your gourd. I mean, they've done it before. And not here, but they did it over...
Well, no. Oh, so they're arming themselves to come up through Texas and take over.
In this case, they would only be preventing the Mexicans from going over.
Yeah, they can tell, of course, from 20 feet up on the wall. They can figure out which one is
1,000 yards.
Yeah,
you can tell a Mexican from an American Mexican.
That's right. Let God sort them out.
From a Mexican with American Mexican descent.
Yeah, that's it exactly.
Wow. Okay. All right.
The only other thing. Well, just let me finish up one thing here. I was going to talk about is speaking of immigration. I thought this was fascinating. Immigration authorities on Friday, this is like yesterday, the day before, ended a trial offer not to jail illegal immigrants who had been ordered to leave the country. If they surrendered at government offices.
Hey, hang on, you guys. I'll be right back.
Exactly.
In the 3 weeks that Federal Immigration Agency tested the program in a handful of cities, 8 people came forward.
So 8 people accepted
they
amnesty.
Figured they were prepared for over 400,000 people. And 8 people showed up.
Good plan.
Yeah.
Dave's not here.
Yeah.
There are 457. They figured there's 457.
All we're going to do is deport you
if
you come in.
No
we
problem.
Won't
no jail time.
You, okay?
8 people believed him. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's I wonder where those 8 people are. They probably
went to work in the museum.
No, they went to a wedding. Yeah. I'm telling you, man.
They had plans at a wedding, exactly.
They're
all in the same family.
It was the old Cheech and Chong maneuver,
exactly.
Man. This is for the wedding, man.
I got to get back.
Had to call immigration on the whole family.
Yeah.
8 people. I love it. Out of 457,000. Good.
Without question, I mean, they were smart enough. They weren't dumbasses. They really did need a ride back. You know, no question.
Yep, that's good.
Oh, yep.
So our immigration thinking is, okay, we'll take a break and fire up the phone for
For the
special guest.
For Mr. Guest again?
Yeah, Mr.
Oh, yeah, do you guys like the Mr. Guest from last week?
That was great.
I thought he was pretty decent.
He's quick, too.
Yeah. If you haven't listened to the last show, you need to, you know, because...
Or you can just listen to the Hangar Dogs itself.
Oh, you just gave it away.
Yeah, like nobody knows. Our listener doesn't know.
Our listener.
Should I be afraid of dying? There's no reason for it. You've got to go some kind.